get to know someone. When traveling from coast to coast, it's hard to let anyone close. To see behind closed eyes, and it's hard to love unless you try. And how do you let someone in and let them know all you've been? Well, but sadly it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, honey, please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Well, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. You is soft as time, and I feel pardoned from my crimes. In your loving, gracious ways, I could spend the rest of my days. Well, but sadly, it was after I left that it crossed my mind that the girl of my dreams was a girl I just left behind. Please forgive me, oh, for going on my way. Oh, and I wanna see your face again. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace. Oh, darling, I am longing for our sweet embrace.
And you are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. This is your official LFOD syndicate speaking. First time on the mic. Sam just went to the bathroom, so it's just me in here. Yeah. So welcome to Live Free or Die Radio. This is A-Ball speaking, in case you were curious. We have a Monday morning slot for a little while, and we're going to get things going real quick. By the way, you are tuned in to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Boston, Tufts Radio. It's all good up in this hillside of Medford, Mass. Yeah, bit of a cloudy morning, but hopefully we're going to get your morning energy going. And if you didn't get a cup of coffee, then you can listen to LFOD. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties. We got some music coming up for you right now.
Putting Gucci on my seats since I and Mike was out here fighting with Mitch Green. 20 in the pick, I'm the last one left. 19 hit the feds, or they met they death. My mom's best friend's son took food out of mouth. Next day he got a plate from the house. What the fuck?
Two got shot last night, say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what? Two got shot last night, say what?
And I'm back. We're going to get the episode going real quick, and hope you guys enjoy.
LFOD 91.5, make sure you turn it high.
LFOD, live free or die radio, you already know.
LFOD radio, live free or die radio, bang.
LFOD radio, live free or die.
You are now tuned in to LFOD radio, live free or die. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Tonight we are going to be joined by G.O.D., Boston Zone, Chef Boy's representer, creating hits everyone feels. He's quiet for a bit, but he's been back in a major way this year. He's got 7 new songs already out and a new album on the way. I'm joined now by Amanda Shea.
Gang, gang.
And A-Ball.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening, y'all?
Not too much.
Nothing much.
Yeah.
It's been a week. What have you been into?
It has been a week. I was at that Oompa concert.
Yeah?
Yeah, for Cleo, too.
Yeah.
That was so good. I finally made it, because I remember last season we were talking about a show.
Yeah,
that they did at the
it was incredible.
No, it was the Sinclair.
It was the Sinclair?
Yeah.
Okay.
We wasn't at that one,
but
you made it to the Oberon. We were there. You wasn't there, but you made it to this one this past Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this Saturday. How was it?
It was good. It was really good. Yeah, I'm glad
it was
I went.
Lit.
My friends were even talking about it. I was excited because I've been trying to get them to come out to events, to make myself go to events, and they were telling me later, they were like, yo, that Oompa show, like, that was crazy. I was telling them, like the tickets were, like, 22, and I just told them, because Free showed me the album a little bit. I was like, you're going to get your money's worth of rap. And he was like, that was very correct. He was very sad.
So now they know that you know what's going on.
Yeah.
They finally understand.
They're hip to the scene.
A-Ball's got the juice.
It's about time.
They needed to sniff it out eventually.
Good for you, man.
They really
did. If you catch it.
Listen to A-Ball. Yeah. You were there.
I was, but I caught the end and I had a performance at Northeastern University. Shout out Naso for having me perform at their 30th anniversary. It was like their 30th birthday party. It was lit.
Nice.
It was like all red, white, and black themed. It was really, really dope. Lots of people. It was really, really cool. And then Sunday I hosted a fashion show for Sin Magazine.
Nice.
Which was really dope. I ain't never hosted a fashion show ever before, but I will tell you, I will do it again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, the energy is just crazy. Like hair, makeup, fashion, clothes, like people. It was just really, really dope.
How do you host a fashion show? Like, how does that work?
So basically, like, I just keep the energy going, and I announce all of the fashion designers and the performers that are coming up on stage.
Word.
Yeah, it was really, really dope. They had a good little lineup, too.
Cool. Nice.
You got a perfect voice for, announcing, I feel like.
Thank you.
Just, like, yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, you got a good voice.
Ever since we've been on, like, radio, though, everybody's like, I like your tone.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is good.
Shout out Nancia for putting me on her album, because she said the same thing. Okay. And shout out Miranda Ray, who just dropped her project yesterday. I'm also on that too.
Word, cool.
Yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week. It's been a great week.
The voice can make money.
Yeah, everyone's glowing. I like it.
Yeah,
that's what's up. And we dropped episode 1 today. It's out.
I know.
Season 6 is live. We're at the record company now. It's a whole new vibe.
It was way different seeing us like on video.
Yeah.
It was way different. I was like, this is totally different.
It's better though, right? The other camera was kind of like cramped in a weird angle, and now it's like
straight on.
I think it was always the mics to me. I was like, ah, you can't see everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But now we're all like, we're all on display and whatnot.
Yeah.
You gotta make sure you wear clean shirts.
Yeah, so if you're an apparel company out there, we are on camera all day. Shout out Mass Apparel right now.
Wink, wink.
But,
PAP.
Yep. So, if you have anything else, other tips, suggestions, etc., hit us at LFOD Radio, at LFOD Life on Facebook. We're actually going to be broadcasting too Monday morning, 9 a.m. We're going to be replaying the episodes. You can catch it there. So we will be on FM. You can also get it on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, pretty much any other podcast. You want to subscribe though, so you get these new episodes right away. We just announced our new schedule. We got this GOD one, then we're dropping K Watts, then we got DJ Y Sham. And that's it for November, but then we're going to keep rocking with the State of England Hip Hop. We got Pomegranate coming up and a whole lot on the way. Shout out to the patrons as well. If you don't know what that means, patreon.com/LFODLife. We're going to play some music when we'll be back with GOD. So when we were shouting out artists last week, all the Boston artists that made waves last week, I forgot to mention my guy, Esty Knack, who basically has a solo record on the new West Side Gun. And it's funny, we shared that on Twitter and it went bonkers. Easily the most viral tweet, just something from the alumni cipher a couple years back. So shout out Esty Knack.
Oh,
we don't have his record, but we do have the record Kelly's Corner featuring Fat Joe. It's produced by Static Selecta. It's off the new West Side Gun. You tuned in to LFOD Radio. All right, artists, make sure you hit us with clean records at submissions@lfodradio.com. That's where we get all of this. We set things off with the new West Side Gun off Hitler Wears Hermes 7. Static Selecta and Fat Joe on that one. Followed by Hold This from K Watts. She'll be in here next week. And finally, Hood Baby Chef, Lil Got It from GOD, who is with us now. What's happening, man?
What's happening, bro?
Welcome.
How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
What's happening? You already know.
What's up with you, man?
Nothing much, man. Just back in the city for a second, spending time with family. You know, spending time with my son. Doing everything I got to do, polishing the project, putting it to the T. So.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming out here to take some time with us.
No, absolutely. I have to. It's a must.
That's what's up. You said I don't want your body. I want your mind.
Yeah. that's self-explanatory.
Is it? You don't hear that flip usually.
Yeah, I mean, it's self-explanatory. Some people want the body, some people don't.
Yeah,
I prefer not. You know what I'm saying? Not unless you're my shorty. If you're my shorty, I prefer the body.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's levels.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do like a little bit of LFOD trivia here.
Okay.
For the listeners at home.
Yeah.
Tasia. Tasmania, one of the original co-hosts.
Shout out to her.
Is actually on Setbacks at the end doing the voice.
That's crazy. Yeah, I randomly called her up and I literally was in the booth and I was like, yo, you got it. I was like, yo, your voice is hilarious. Like, she's just a funny overall, you know what I'm saying, character and whatnot.
Big facts.
I was like, yo, like, I need you to do this ending the skit. She's like, what do you want me to do? Like, that's weird. I'm like, that's not weird, bro. Just go ahead and do something. And then she just... I just took the phone, put it to the mic. She just started saying a whole bunch of stuff. But there's way more that we like didn't put on the project that we like just cut. We just cut that piece out and put it in there. But yeah, I don't know. I just felt like she was the right fit for that song for the end of that.
So, yeah, she was.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then shout out to her. She's doing a lot now. Mm-hmm. She's in Atlanta right now doing movies and stuff.
Yeah, shout out to her. That's the homie.
We got all sorts of stuff. That album was my... When it dropped, that was my jam.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
we did a whole
that.
Photo shoot to it. Our first photo shoot basically had that running.
Mm-hmm, word.
Lights Thank out you. Through 128.
Yeah.
It was like, that's my room.
Thank you, bro. For real.
No,
I was going through a lot when I was making that project, to be real.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of transitions in life right there.
You could hear it. Mm-hmm. You could hear it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different flavors.
Yeah.
We actually have while we're doing this, A-Ball's got a question about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's cool to hear that there was like a lot of developments going on because I was wondering about the sample, the vocal sample at the beginning of Lights Out. And
to be honest, I still don't even really know what that sample was. That was from Q Beats, shout out Q Beats. He sent me that beat and to be honest with you, I had got locked up. And the day that I got, the day after I got locked up, I went to the studio. Mm-hmm. And that was the first song that I made.
That's
literally,
so cool.
I didn't even write it down. I freestyled the whole thing. So
nice.
Yeah, I barely write. I write Respect. From time to time. Like, mainly if it's like project stuff, I'll go back and write stuff after I freestyle it. But that's mm-hmm. how I went.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was meaning like the who was speaking on
yeah, the voice.
Oh, who's speaking on it?
Yeah, like
that was
we would never ask sample questions.
Oh, I thought you were talking about sample.
And like the setting, you know, like where did you where was
so,
it?
So the person talking to begin Lights Out is actually my homie Brandon. Shout out Brandon, he's a chef. Brandon was actually my first manager, but he's also the person that started the music stuff with me. Like I was going to BU, and Brandon was literally the person that would come to the school, and like when I was going to BU, I had to do like record vocals and stuff. Me and Brandon, I would basically like experiment on both of our vocals. We would be in the booth just freestyling random stuff. And he was the person's vocals that I was experimenting everything on. And Brandon ended up becoming my first manager. And then stuff just, obviously he switched up, but that's still my brother forever. He lives in San Diego right now.
That's cool.
That's my guy.
I didn't know you went to BU.
I went to BU for a second. Yeah.
Nice. I'm going there now.
Yeah, word. That's dope. What do you go for?
Environmental science.
Oh, word. That's lit. Yeah. How much longer you got?
I got one class.
Word.
Yeah.
That's dope, bro.
There we are, talking about class again.
We're trying to like, keep them from talking about
it's
school.
Because it's lame. It's science.
It's not lame,
it's not lame.
It's definitely not lame.
School's never lame, you know, but like...
Yeah.
I do feel like, you know, America is definitely ripping people off to pay for education.
Big time.
But, oh, for sure.
You know?
BU's like the king of that.
Yeah, exactly. Any of the schools in freaking Boston are doing
pretty much.
They're the biggest corporation for the colleges, you know? So
business with an education program.
That's what they say. You know, the crazy thing is, like, you don't have to go to college to run a business. That's the crazy
you
thing
don't.
About it.
No, you really don't.
America just forces you to think that. It's retarded.
Yeah. So... Speaking of which, we're going to do 6 degrees of LFOD here because you guys got a connection as well.
Mm-hmm.
My guy A-Ball is nice on the dance floor.
Word?
What? Are you, do you
nah, bust bro.
It down a little bit?
Yeah, I've not danced in so long because that's crazy.
You're out there with it. We won't name the other artists,
right.
But you're at least out there with it. It's or on record.
Nah, yeah, I mean, practically half of the Boston rappers we all used to crump.
Back oh, yeah?
In the day. Yeah, cool. All of us. Like, that's how we all kind of met each other, too, to be honest.
You know anybody in the crump world right now?
People on the West Coast, like the originators of the crump world, I don't really know like anybody that's really doing it in Boston anymore, to be quite honest, but yeah, that was crazy.
There's a whole scene.
Yeah.
Words?
Yeah,
they still crump there?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a whole
man.
Scene.
That's crazy. I didn't even know.
Yeah, we're about to be plugging it in. That's what we're trying to do because there's mad dancers. Right. We just sat down with Stax recently.
Oh, Stax, that's my guy. Yeah, I didn't know he was still crumping. I thought he like...
He's doing better everything.
He's doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, I know him and Russell.
Right.
Russell. I go to his sessions and Stax's events in Central Square.
Word. I did not know they were still specifically crumping. I know they dance because, you know, I know they did contemporary ballet, everything else. So that's dope. That's good to see him still doing that.
I knew you guys would get together. And then, of course, you knew Amanda Shea as soon as you walked in.
Absolutely.
I didn't know the connection, but I was like, I'll bet
you. Me and Amanda see each other so many times in different places. It's dope.
Years now.
Yeah.
So that being said, you got a lot of music that you've been putting out. You got a new record dropping tonight.
Yeah.
It's out. By the time y'all hear this, it's out right now.
Yep,
I don't
absolutely.
Care.
I don't care. Go get that right now. I don't care. Produced by Flying Beats. Flying is actually from Boston. So make sure y'all go follow him if you need production, if you're an artist. Flying Beats. I don't care. Out right now. Hood Baby Chef out now. Am I ready now on the way? You know.
So I heard the snippets, you're doing like a falsetto. It sounds good.
Yeah, I just shot, you know, like this project is like, Am I Ready Now? It's like, the whole concept of it is to sound like a concert. That's literally what it sounds like. So from beginning to end, you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear the transitions, you're going to hear everything. You're like, yo, this really sounds like a concert. And then once you guys see the concert, when the concert happens, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah?
I like that. That's a dope concept.
Yeah.
Have you been testing them live or?
Not yet. I haven't performed anywhere recently, like with any of the new songs yet, but soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'll work out when you perform the album live, of course.
Bring the crumpers.
I might. I don't know. I might have to.
So it works. It's Am I Ready Now, right?
Yep.
You have a date on that?
Nah, no specific date yet. But
this year?
Just be ready.
Be ready?
That's why I say Am I Ready Now. It's supposed to let you know, like, it could drop tomorrow. It could drop 2 weeks from now. It could drop 3 days from now. You never know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like, are you ready now? Geo's ready.
It's both ways. So gotcha. It's like, yeah. It's me kind of like asking the question to people, like, do you feel like I'm ready now? Have I not proven myself from all the things that I've done and sonically have like changed and shift stuff and the influence that I've had on the culture? Like, do you guys still not see that I'm ready now? And then the other opposite direction of it is like, yo, are you ready? It's like, yeah. That's basically what the merch is. It's like, yo, are you ready? Do you feel ready to take the content and elevate your mind and your sound and your ear to try to experience something different, you know?
Yeah, I know you talk a lot about being ahead of your time,
right,
in a way.
Yeah.
Do you feel people like catching up to old stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. People still bumping, never going back. That came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I know people going to catch up eventually. Like, I just got to stay consistent. Consistency is what wins.
So is that the, like, what's the overall message of it? It's a concert?
Yeah, just like I said, just the Am I Ready Now and the concert. That's really what it is. That's what it sounds like. This is going to prove to everybody, like, yo, like, he solidified himself.
You know? Yeah.
Built it from the ground up. No handouts, no label backing, none of that stuff. We're all fully independent, so.
You grind, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to.
Yeah, and shout out. We should shout out the Steady Leaning guys, because
yeah,
that's how Jeremy. Free Throw came around, right?
Yeah. What was that?
Free Throw.
Yeah, right? Free Throw, yeah. Shout out to Jeremy. Jeremy actually plugged that in. Metro had came to Boston for a Steady Leaning night, and then I hollered at Jeremy. Jeremy was like, yo, like, just pull up to the event. He's like, I'm going to introduce you to Metro. I was like, all right, cool. I went, chatted with Metro, chatted with Dan. Shout out Dan, Metro's manager, and then everything was just plugged in from there.
Yeah.
It was dope, though. But the Made in Tokyo thing kind of happened, like, by accident. Like, it was weird because, like, Made in Tokyo was always following me on Twitter. And out of the blue, I had made the song and I didn't like the hook that I had on it. So I was like, yo, like, maybe I should throw Made in Tokyo on it just randomly. And by this time,
Uber. That's a flex that you can just say that.
Yeah, like, Uber, yeah, the crazy
right.
thing is, like,
made, the, light
crazy,
stunt.
The okay. crazy thing is, like, Uber Everywhere didn't even pop yet.
Yeah.
It literally was like just kind of like getting on Fader and stuff like that. It didn't like really hit his peak yet. And I hit him. I was like, yo, bro, like, I got this joint I did with Metro. I think you might sound good on the hook. He's like, what? We got Metro joint? Send it to me ASAP. Send it to me ASAP. I was like, all right, cool. I sent it to him. Sent me the verse back like the night after, actually. He sent it back to me. I was like, all right, yeah, this is definitely,
yeah.
This is definitely something. For sure. Shout out Made in Tokyo. Shout out Private Club. That's Sama. It. 24. These are my guys.
That's what's up. So, we're gonna play another record. Yep. And we're gonna come back. Before we do that, I am G-O-D yep. everywhere.
Yeah,
socials.
I am G-O-D everywhere. Yeah.
Because you want people tuned in for this to drop.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Cool.
Yo, we're gonna play this. I think we're gonna get into this Hurt Me record.
Mm.
Yeah, produced by Weezy. Your production man.
Yeah.
You got all the producers.
Big facts.
That's a long story, man.
Yeah. We'll get it later.
Yeah.
Hurt Me. This is Hurt Me, G-O-D. You're tuned in to LFOD Radio.
Yeet.
All right, we're back. LFOD Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That was Hurt Me, G-O-D.
Yep.
So now we're going to get into it, man.
Bet. Let's go. I'm with it.
So you step back for a bit.
Yep.
You even took 26 off streaming.
Yeah.
You step back.
Yeah.
It seems from, like, looking into it, you were battling some serious depression, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's that been like? Because people are wondering, like, where you've been. Because you had a ton of momentum.
Right.
And then you kind of, like, you know, stepped back. It wasn't like you fell off or anything.
Yeah.
You just were like, you put it on pause, it felt like.
Yeah, it kind of just was because of personal life situations, just stuff with my son, just kind of like in my head too much, like basically trying to compare my success to others, feeling like I wasn't getting recognition and stuff that I deserved, just because like I was an influence to everybody's stuff that's basically happening right now. Any artist you can think of that's from the city, I influenced it. I'm not saying I made anybody's career or anything like that. That's not the case, because everybody make their own stuff. But I influenced it. Chef Boy's influenced it. Everybody stems from that, you know? So I don't know, I just felt like I was getting discredited a lot. People were throwing shade on my name in the industry. And just stuff like that, a combination of that and just dealing with personal life stuff, me getting locked up for a second and dealing with stuff with my son at that, just a combination of everything. I was like, yo, I can't do this right now. That's really what it was. And I just had to take a little break just to get David together, you know?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if I'm not right, my business ain't gonna be right, my music ain't gonna be right, so that comes first. That's really what happened. I didn't take no therapy. Mm. I didn't do no crazy drugs to like try to get my mind over stuff. Nah, I just literally just found a peace of mind, you know? That's just it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congrats on getting that.
Thank you.
Was you fearful taking a step back at the time?
Nah, I honestly, like during that time, I kind of felt good because I want people to understand, like, yo, like, artists go through real things. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we're not robots. We don't have, like, you know what I'm saying? We have emotions. We have real problems. Like, just because I'm an artist or you see me getting this type of success or attention doesn't mean I don't have issues. It don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going through stuff. It doesn't mean I don't have homies who's going through stuff. My family ain't going through stuff. So, like, that's really what it was for me to be open with fans and people who are supporters to just to let them know, like, yo, I go through real stuff. That's just it. I'm not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and act like, yo, there's nothing going on behind the scenes. Like, nah, I'm going through real stuff as I'm progressing at the same time. It's a balance. So,
yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, yeah, honestly, I kind of resonate with that a lot. Mm-hmm. The, just like, typically when I get busy, if I get down to, because I've been, you know, I've had my struggles with depression as well.
Right.
And I think that it's really like, sometimes you need to like literally shut yourself out from everybody and just quiet your head, get some space.
Yeah.
And I think eventually things kind of realign if you just are able to wait it out, you know?
Yeah. Because the lifestyle, like, especially with music, it's like, it's so loud. It's loud all the time, like to the point, like, you know what I'm saying? You can't even hear yourself no more. Mm-hmm. So once you get to that point, it's like, yo, I gotta find a quiet place. I've been living loud for too long, so I gotta chill.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was also curious about something else. Mm-hmm. When you, like, were you creating art? Were you making music? If you ever felt, like, down, kind of apathetic at all?
Yeah, there's plenty of times I was doing it. During that time when I said I wanted to quit, I took, like, 2.5 months off, I would say, for music. But all the other times, like, while, like, prior where I wasn't like talking about it, I literally was making stuff. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that I made that people are probably never gonna hear, or stuff that they might hear, I don't know. But because I got so much music in the stash, like stuff that I was actually going through and and real stuff, you know. But I don't know, the world might hear it, might not. I don't know, depends.
So you created through it.
Yeah.
Like some people can't, like literally can't do it unless their mind's right. It might not come out, but you definitely create
it. Yeah, I always create through it, yeah.
Would you say it bled through? Like, was it?
Yeah. Like I said, like, definite. But Never Going Back, a lot of those songs were, like, songs that when I was going through it, you know, like, song like Lights Out, like, that was it. Song like Paid, like, that was it. Even the outro, Shine, like, that. Those are songs where, like, I was going through stuff and I just used it to, you know,
do that. Maybe it helps in the end, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Shine's a jam too.
Thank you.
One day it's gonna happen. Like you can hear it in your voice.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's also just talking on, like, you know, you have to become a thug to get it. I saw a thing going around today on Twitter about that. Like, you know, companies draw the line at, you know, there's certain topics they aren't comfortable with artists touching.
Right.
But like, killing each other is fine.
Right.
They're like, yeah, no, we put on.
Yeah. Like, nobody wants to hear positive stuff. But, like, the only reason why they don't want to hear positive stuff because the balance of so much negativity, people are attracted to watch negativity just because social media has fed us that over the years. We're so used to it. We're like, okay, what's the next negative thing I could look at, I could laugh at, or I could show to somebody, like, yo, look at this. Did you see this? Yo, did you see this person kill this person? Yo, did you see this person stab this person? You see this person talk crazy about this person?
Like, saw someone get beat up behind a Popeye's.
Yeah, over like, chicken. Like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah. So you said, this is what I'm really curious about. So you said you beat it, right? You said you almost quit last year.
Yeah.
And then I've been seeing the post, you're like, I beat it.
Right.
I'm here. Like, what advice do you have for person, an artist, like someone going through it? Like, how did you beat it? I mean, there's pieces to it.
Right. Basically, surround yourself with people who care. That's number one. Because if you are the company you keep. If you're surrounding yourself with a whole bunch of people who don't really care about you, if you're an artist, you know, like surrounding yourself with people who only see you as money or they treat you like a robot, they're never gonna see any type of anything from you. They're just like, no, go to work. No, do this, that, and the third. So you gotta make sure you surround yourself with people who actually care about you. Like everybody who's around me, like I know Lance since he, I mean, not Lance, sorry, Justice. I know Zone since he was, you know what I'm saying, a youngin'. Dion's my little brother. Like Dino, who's a part of management, like I'm super close with him. Ricky, Shabazz, like Shabazz my OG. He keeps me in line every time, you know what I'm saying, something's off. Like all those people I know, they love me and they care for me. So that's number one. Two is just clear your mind. Like I said, that loud stuff, like, yeah, life's constantly loud. You got to take a step back and realize, like, yo, I got to find a quiet space and get me together. Figure out what's wrong. Figure out what I'm giving to myself that has allowed me to think these negative thoughts. If you're sitting on Twitter all day and looking at negative stuff, you're going to consistently think negative. You're on Instagram only looking at this stuff, that's what you're going to get. You are what you feed yourself. So you got to separate that. You got to feed yourself with positivity and give it a balance. Don't get me wrong, you're going to see negative stuff. It's inevitable. Like, you can't not see it. You're going to always see it. But you got to make sure, like, I seen too much negative. Let me find positive. Let me go outside and exercise. Let me, you know, spend time with my family. Let me go do something nice for somebody. Let me go give somebody a compliment. Like, reverse that. That's really what it is. So you got to change your old habits. That's the third one. Just change your old habits. Because certain things that you think that might not be something that, like, is negative, it actually is negative and it harms you. Mm. Like, just because you're so comfortable doing it, you don't acknowledge it. So definitely take a look at your old habits and see what you can change.
Yeah, you said feed your needs and starve your wants.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Dude, so what's it been like, though, stepping back out?
It's been cool. Like, to be real, like, especially, like, me going back to California, like, I was at Iron Sue's crib, and, like, me and him chatted. Me and Sue haven't had a conversation like that.
That's
like,
my guy.
So, yeah, shout out to Sue.
That's my guy.
Yeah. So me and Sue, I was at his house, and, like, me and him was just kicking it, like, not even really making music like that at first. Obviously, we made songs, but just having a real-life conversation. Me and him haven't had, like, a sit-down like that since we was on tour a couple years ago, so... yeah, just going back out and seeing, like, the energy from people, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, I see you wanting to give up, and, like, yo, don't give up, we need you out here, you got something that's gonna change stuff, like, all that, seeing that from him, seeing that from Mod's son, like, you know what I'm saying, just P-Lo, even G-Eazy himself, like, G-Eazy came up to me, me having a conversation, like, just seeing everybody, like, noticing that, and they giving me that push, like, nah, bro, keep going, like, that's all I needed, you know, like, people who are successful telling me keep going, it's like, nah, they see something in me too. Like, all right, cool. I'm gonna, you know, it's dope. Yeah. It's dope to see that.
You just need one record.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm not tripping about the records. I got those for days, but I don't know.
That's it, because momentum's a crazy thing, man. Mm-hmm. And like, it can burn you out trying to get back. Yeah. But, you know, you seem like you hit the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also think it was kind of like strategic with you coming back, because I feel like you started like assembling like a real good solid team. Not to say you didn't have one before, but like I'm noticing even with like your marketing and promotion, like the looks are a little bit different now. Yeah. So like what?
Yeah, I just wanted to like step outside the box. Like I said, like you got to change your old habits. You got to understand like a thing that I heard from Danny Brown back in the day is like, yo, if you want to get out the hood, you got to do out the hood stuff. Mm. So you got to step out the box and try something different. Like, you can't stay stuck in a mentality you were raised in because it only kept you there. It didn't take you anywhere. So you got to change. As I said, it's just growth.
Hell yeah. Uh-huh. Speaking of which, Play for Keeps, another new one.
Absolutely.
So 7 already this year, counting IDC. I like it.
I'm going to have one more, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Play for Keeps, I liked a lot because you spoke about really about exactly what you're saying about keeping good people around you and noticing like people just moving funny or people just not having your back in that way. So I was messing with that.
And A-Ball is back. How's it going, y'all? We're going to take a pause real quick just to play a public service announcement for y'all.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right. Get on your bikes, ride safe. Have fun. All right. All right.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's really what Play for Keys is about. Shout out H. Shout out my chef H, you know, South Shore H1H. Me and him was just at his house, and we were just kicking it. And then me and H, we always get to, like, you know what I'm saying, when we locked in, like, we locked in for real, like. So we just vibing. I heard that beat from Luke Puff. Luke Puff is a 17-year-old kid from Brazil.
That's
crazy. Yeah, a lot of my producers, like, who are in-house, they're, like, they're youngins, or they're, like, a couple producers are actually from Massachusetts. Like, there's a track on a project called Never Fold. This dude named Davey, he produced that. He's from Springfield. Flying Beats. Flying Beats is from out here. So, and then Luke Puff, he's from Brazil. There's another kid named 6'7", That Boy. He's from Toronto, and he's 15. So, like,
wow.
Man, I'm just working with a lot of younger generation people just to, you know, change stuff, change sounds, and find a balance to give people the real along with the sonic effect of new generation. So, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm excited now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back more after this. Absolutely. Play for Keeps. You're still tuned in to LFOD Radio. All right, we're back. LFOD Radio. That was Play for Keeps. We're saying off air. Geo just set up A-Ball's next question almost perfectly.
Yeah. So I was curious about, I think, your general sound. Yeah. You know, like, what is, would you consider yourself a trap rapper?
No. I'm a life rapper.
Life rapper?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can dig that. Because I think that's my, like, first impression just from hearing the beats is you're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be some, like, Liddy stuff or something. Yeah. But, like, you can really hear. I was like, I had to listen to everything twice, you know, to really, like, get all the lyrics and
yeah.
It's like, oh, you know, this is real stuff. It's not just like party rap, you know.
Nah. Yeah, it might be a party beat, but
yeah, exactly.
Most of the time, I'm definitely speaking life into records, like giving you real stories. If it's not a real story, then a real emotion that people feel but don't say.
Yeah,
like, that's literally how I came up with My Business. I'm like, yo, there's so many people I go through life, and they'll be sitting there like at work, you'll be like, yo, mind your you feel me? Like, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care. It's like, oh, this person doesn't like me, but I really do not give a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care, bro. Like, adult. You can say these opinions about me, I don't care. So that's why I say it's life rap. It's just stuff that people can relate to or things that people want to say, they can't say it, so I say it for them.
Okay.
Cool. I like that because people like me, I listen to production, but I really listen to lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can appreciate somebody who got people jumping up and down the crowd, especially, like, girls, you know, dancing and everything. But, like, you're really saying something.
Right.
Like, I can appreciate that because even in the midst of everybody having a good time, like, it's real rap.
Yeah, that's facts. That's super facts.
Cool.
Shout out to my mom. She's the one that, you know what I'm saying, put that pressure on me. Like, if you're going to do it. Mm. And when I first started rapping, you know, she was like, yo, if you're going to drop out of school, you're going to do it, you better be saying something. I'm like, all right, say no more.
Cool.
Yeah, I got you.
I like that. Can I throw another question at you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what he's here for.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But I was also curious about, like, I think just where my thoughts took me with that first question.
Right.
Is that, like, where, so I feel like trap music, like, these kinds of beats that I think I hear you rap on, they kind of, like, I feel like they had a heyday in this decade, like in the 2010s, the 2020s.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're a couple months away from the end of the decade.
Right.
I was, like, kind of thinking, what's rap going to do next? you know, where's the genre going? And I'm wondering, like, do you see yourself, like, trying to take things in new directions with, you know, your, I think, production sound in general?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I just think, one, Boston doesn't really have a sound.
That is true.
We don't. I'm just being honest. Like, Bay Area, they got a sound. Atlanta, they got a sound. Even L.A. got their own sound. New York got their sound. Boston don't have a sound. So it's like, somebody has to come from here to make a sound. Like, there's certain people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain areas, they got the, like, melodic sound and stuff. They kind of all, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people are just talking about the same thing. And nobody's, like, really standing out with it.
I think one of the strengths here, though, is you can get different flavors.
Yeah, that is a strength, but it's also a weakness because we don't really have no culture outside of sports. No, like, if you go to elsewhere, like, you go to, like I said, you go to California, they know Boston for one thing, and it's literally sports.
Right.
They don't even know there's black people out here.
That's because of the movies, yeah.
Yeah, like, they think we out here, it's just sports, and people are robbing banks because of the town. Right. That's all they think, so. Yeah. It's like,
they don't know what's up.
Yeah. You and some others are changing that, like.
Right. No, I'm not saying that, like, it hasn't changed, like. From you know, like, 5, 10 years ago, there was nothing. Like, now there's definitely something is going towards a direction, but it doesn't have, like, a distinct culture yet, you know? Like, until that happens, I don't feel like Boston's going to be at that, like, super plateau that it needs to be on.
You know, someone said something like that that I saw on Facebook. They said the dance culture in Boston, there's no set, like, kind of dance that's from Boston. And that so he said there's, like, he's like, much respect to, like, OGs that, like, had to go, like, out of town, learn stuff and master it while they were there, and then take it back and learn that more and teach it everybody.
Right.
And, like, I wonder if that's kind of a, like, a thing that Boston might need is some, like, some
not necessarily dances. Like I said, it's culture. Like, you think of LA, you think of Crips, you think of Bloods, you think of tattoos, you think of the Bay Area, you think of hyphy.
Right.
You know, like, you think of Atlanta, you think of trap music, you think of this, that, and the third, you think of New York, you think of Fast City, you think of, like, lyrical rappers and whatnot. Toronto now, you're thinking of, like, melodic, like, you know, like, singers, Drake-ish kind of wave, you know, like, but here it's like, what do we have that's distinct?
The big thing here is space. Like, there's not spaces for that many people to get together and... Yeah. Gel.
That was actually my next question to you, considering, like, I know you've been doing this for a grip. Like, do you feel like institutions and spaces and venues are opening their doors to rapper, like, hip hop and, like, the culture?
Now compared to, like, how it was years ago, they definitely are. But like I said, there's no, like, distinct culture from Boston. Like, you can't think of Boston and be like, I know it's this movement out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, until we get to that point as a city, it's not going to be, like, one of the biggest platforms on the East Coast for music. I'm just being honest.
What would you think it would need? You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear a lot of people, like, throw out things like, oh, well, Boston needs a label, or Boston needs a place where labels can come in.
Label could work. You know, like, if somebody, like, opened a label building right now on Newberry Street, it had, like, a studio kind of, like, QC studios that they have in Atlanta, and, like, every artist comes through there and somebody ends up breaking from there, you know, like, that's a possibility that might work. I'm trying to think of what else. Like,
I think also, like, another thing people throw out is, like, artists being indie in business, you know what I'm saying? Most people think, when they think about business, they think label.
Right.
But it's really just, like, business, period. Right. Like, how you are with your business, how you're doing as far as, like, your streaming, what are your numbers looking like? Right. And then also people are like, well, it's also because indie artists are, like, more focused on, well, some of them are more focused on the actual craft and getting their music out there. Right. Would you say that's fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, but that's artists all across the world, to be honest with that, but... As far as, like, I can't agree with that, to be honest. Like, a lot of Boston artists don't really know how to do business. Like, just from a music standpoint, like, they really don't.
It's not out here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, lack of education on, like, how to handle music businesses is another thing, too.
What do you think we need, like some kind of, like, course or workshop or somebody to come in and also, like, teach artists that?
Well, I mean, yeah, that, if there was more, you know, like, business-wise things that, like, I've noticed that Harvard's been doing that. They've been having, like, special guests and whatnot come through and talk. I don't know what it's called.
I ask you because I'm like, I see you, like, I've been seeing you for a grip doing this, so that's why I'm like, what changes have you seen from when you were in it, from when you took a step back to, like, now?
So now?
Yeah.
Basically, like, the younger generation. Because, like, before, like, we were youngins, but, like, we wasn't really taking it serious. We kind of just doing it for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then seeing all of us kind of, like, grow up now with, like, the young OGs in a way, and seeing the new generation, like, coming up, and they're being so consistent. They're fast. They're on elevator. They're doing this, that, and the third. Like, they're booking their own shows at the East Song and stuff. Like, stuff like that, that's definitely a big step. That's a big improvement to me. But I don't know. I mean, like you said, like, maybe it's going to take a label opening up something here, independent label, doing something like QC, like building a studio or something, or Newberry Street or even Dudley or something. Like,
well, and people need to be ready to work, too.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Work ethic is definitely a thing, because somebody, so I know a lot of, especially like the younger generation, they'll get like one hit song, or they get something that hit like 10,000 views or something, and they think that they're a celebrity already. It's like, nah, bro, there's a whole world out there.
You see, but what about the celebrities, the mainstream artists that we hear right now, like Summer Walker's and the Ari Lennox, complaining and being like, yo, this is actually really hard, and I don't want to shop my album for a whole year for a tour.
Yeah.
So there's that side of it, too, where you kind of don't know that one hit will take you in, the trajectory could take you to a whole nother other level.
Nah, yeah. I mean,
how do you get prepared for that?
You really don't. It's a never ending, like, you don't know when you can pop. Like, that's the thing. You can't. Yeah. Like, you might think, like, oh, like, I might think this song might pop, and it might not be that one. It might be the following 10th one, or it might be the one that's. Like. Yeah, it's usually the one that you don't like. You know, like, even with Maya Business, that's like, I knew it was so simple, but I'm like, bro, this is gonna take off, and it took off. And then, like, even other songs after that, I thought certain songs would pop, and they never did. I was like, whoa, what the heck? And it'll be a different one that, like, does crazy numbers. And I'm like, I was not expecting that. Like, I just threw it out there, just throw it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know realistically which one's going to be the one to pop.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, you just gave us the crazy alley-oop. We're doing the State of New England Hip Hop again for the fourth time. We do this every year. We get together with Tim LaRue, Bedlam, well, we got some new guests this time. Dart Adams,
Dart's cool.
Latrell. And we sit and we talk about what's been going on in the scene, business side, like what's getting better, what needs to work, how to build it.
Right.
We're doing it this year live for the first time.
Where?
It's going to be at the WBUR City Space on December 17th.
Where?
Tickets are available right now. It's free, but you can come talk to all these people and, like, be in a room full of people that want to build it, because... Right. We're getting there. It's definitely step by step, and it's not going to be overnight.
Yeah, it's definitely not, yeah.
And I got to shout out the producers, because the producers, we have a nationally, like maybe even internationally known beat scene right now.
Mm.
Dudes are flying in from all over the country to perform here. So shout out everybody. Nightworks is coming up soon. They've been doing a lot. Union Sound. So the production is really starting to be here.
Mm.
There's so much talent. The talent's crazy. It's just the vehicles to take it up.
Yeah, take it out of here.
The talent is through the roof.
Right.
But being that you're on LFOD radio, before we get out of here, we got to ask you the most important question.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?